Today, Body and Mind welcomes Richard Higgins to our platform. Richard Higgins has trained in family constellations and systems theory in Germany, Austria, and South Africa with Bert Hellinger and many other international facilitators. He began facilitating family constellations workshops full-time in January 2006, and with several hundred workshops behind him, is now one of the most experienced facilitators in the country. Welcome, Richard.
Hi, Tara. Nice to chat to you.
Thank you. So now, Richard, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you and what are you all about?
Okay, I suppose that remains a mystery for most of us, hey? I'll tell you when the journey's over. I'm a 60-year-old man, born and raised in Johannesburg, now living in Fishhook in Cape Town. And I'm on my second marriage. I have two beautiful daughters from my first marriage. One is in the health and fitness industry in Bristol in England, and the other one is a ballerina in Hungary, in Budapest. She dances for the Hungarian Ballet Theatre Company. Then I've got two stepdaughters from my second wife, who's a beautiful artist down here in Cape Town, Ronnie Bickard, and her two daughters are, one's a teacher and one's a businesswoman. So I'm very blessed to have lots of beautiful and talented women around me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's my original career was in television. I was in television production for 30 years. Mm-hmm. In company for the last 15 or so of those. So I traveled all over the world and met famous people, from politicians to pop stars to movie stars. Very rewarding, very fulfilling career, doing stuff for Top Billing and Review Plus and Front Row and programs like that on TV. So it was more the entertainment industry, the superficial side of life. And then, as you indicated, I changed careers in January 2006. After years of training in family constellation work, I cleared out my studio and gave away all my video equipment and bought 20 plastic chairs and started constellations. And actually, I haven't looked back. It was the best decision.
Oh, wow. You sound like you've had a very interesting life, Richard. Thank you for sharing that with us. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What is family constellations? What is this concept all about?
Good. So the name family constellations can be a little bit misleading when one first hears it. Because of the word constellations, people often think it's got something to do with astrology or something like that. Mm-hmm. The term was to the two English women who first stumbled upon it. And because you're working with family therapy, they use the name family, and constellations because you're working with a cluster, the family cluster of people. So sometimes it's called systems theory, which is the sort of more official term that especially my like to use. But the generic term is family constellations. Most people know it as such in South Africa. So basically it's based on the work of a Hungarian psychotherapist, Ivan Bosna-Meninaji, who first discovered these hidden loyalties that operate within a family system. Mm-hmm. So most of us tend to think we're in control of our lives to a certain degree and we're making the daily decisions. But actually, when you start to investigate a little deeper, you find that at best 10% of our choices are consciously made and about 90% are subconsciously made or unconsciously made. So what Nagy discovered was that there are hidden loyalties within this family system operating at that 90% subconscious level, which are affecting our daily decisions right up to seven generations back. So what it means in a nutshell is that the actions or experiences of your ancestors up to seven generations back could be alive and well and acting out in your decisions today, which makes us relook at things in scriptures where they talk about the sins of the fathers being visited upon the sons and daughters of men. Perhaps these old guys understood what we call this systemic flow that comes down from past generations to the current generation. And of course our Xhosa and Zulu brothers and sisters understand this very well because they stay connected to their ancestors. Mm-hmm. So that's the understanding behind it. Then as a therapeutic tool, it was developed in the round. It came out of the Gestalt tradition in psychotherapy, where people work in a circle in the round. And it's a very difficult modality to explain in a few words, but in a nutshell, a client will sit down with me and present with an issue that's troubling them. It could be a relationship, it could be health, it could be career, anything else. And after a few crucial questions which help me identify these very distinctive patterns hidden in the family soul, I'll ask them to choose someone from the group to represent themselves and the core person or the core issue. So you can set up abstracts like a cancer or a gestalt, a problem that you have, not just family members. Mm-hmm. And that's quite remarkable happens. And this is what makes this modality so intriguing and fascinating. Even after, 10, 12 years now, I still can't believe it every time I see it. What I think happens essentially is the soul of the representative, who will be a total stranger who's just showed up for that workshop that day, will connect with the soul of the person they're representing, whether that person is alive or dead. And information which is not visible at the personality level will reveal itself through the thoughts and actions of that person. So I remember the first time I saw this in action, a lady was presenting with an issue. It was an abuse issue, a family member. The facilitator set up her father and her uncle and her, or representatives for these people. Obviously, they're not there. Mm-hmm. And the one, these one leg, the man representing the uncle lifted his one leg, and the client burst into tears and said, you know, the facilitator said, what's happening there? She said, well, my uncle was an amputee. And I just felt the hairs on my arms stand up. Something else is on the, because she hadn't mentioned that, and you know, to the group. So how would this man know that? And you know, since then I've seen hundreds and hundreds of cases of this sort of information being made visible by the family soul. And once those patterns are revealed, we can then move in with certain therapeutic tools and movements, and open up that flow for the family system. And that which was healed and hidden, we call them family secrets very often, are brought into the light of healing, and that person can move on. And many, many things which we found resistant with traditional psychotherapeutic models find their healing using family constellations. So it's the ultimate rewarding career for me.
Wow, that sounds brilliant. So just deviating a little bit, so does that mean that somebody can come see you in their personal capacity? The family doesn't actually have to be there in the healing process.
Correct. That's a really important question, Taryn, because a lot of people do think that, and I think, oh, my husband, my kids will never come. Mm. No, just the client comes, and then we use people to represent those members of the family. And of course, a lot of people are comfortable doing it in a group format, so we also do it in a one-on-one context. Mm-hmm. And that gets really interesting because there we use dolls or shoes or placemats or all sorts of tools. I personally use stones because I've got some shamanic training and I like the organic feel of crystals. Mm-hmm. So I use those and those become the focal points for the family members. So no, your family does not have to be present. Although what's really interesting when you do this work, it's not the intention, because the person comes to do their own healing, and we don't meddle in other people's lives. Or, you know, I'm not a big rescue archetype at all, right? When we do this work, we see the spin-off for the other family members who weren't physically present but who were represented in the constellation actually get the benefits of this, which is a really exciting, but wait, there's more kind of.
Yes, yeah. Added. So can family constellations be likened to a type of counseling?
Yes, counseling, if one talks about counseling, one thinks more generally of the talk therapy, you know, that we've used for the last 100 years or so, mm-hmm. which of course has its place, you know, and you get different kinds of counseling. You know, I did lifeline training, so you get that kind of counseling, marriage counseling as well. And traditionally, counseling is where you sit and unpack verbally with someone mm-hmm. your issues, and this will feed you back insights and get you to find a resolution for challenges in your life. Family constellations, has very little talking when you actually do it, because we call it often movements of the soul, because we allow the soul to reveal itself and create these shifts. So it's actually more a deep therapeutic healing tool, rather than a traditional counseling modality.
Okay. Sure, 10 minutes has gone up so quickly. Thank you so much for your time today, Richard. How can our listeners contact you if they want to come and see you for some treatment?
Well, they're welcome to jump onto my website, which is familyhealingcircle.net. Or they can give me a call on 076-046-3044. Or in Cape Town, 021-785-2568. And I operate from Fishhook in Cape Town, but I'm up in Joburg four times a year. And all those details will be on my website.
Okay, divine. Thank you again for your time, Richard. I really appreciate this info.
Thanks so much, Tana. I look forward to meeting you one day.
Thank you.
Okay.